This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
All right. This may be... It's a tough one to admit to. You know, I'm 39 years old. I mean, in a few months, I will be 40 years old. That's like really an adult. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, technically, when you turn 18, you're considered an adult or 21. But you think, oh, he's still a teenager. Oh, he's only in his 20s. And then you become 30 and you think, okay, now you're an adult. But really, it's that the thought of over the hill comes at 40. And that's a few months away from me. And yet, you know, here I am. Here I am watching way too much of the CW network. I admit it. I'm not terribly proud of it, but it's something that I've come to terms with. You know, really, when I look back on it, I think I'd have to blame the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer. After watching that movie and falling in love with Sarah Michelle Gellar, or Gellar, or whatever the hell her name is, I thought, okay, I got to start watching this Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I watched it for a while. And my wife would watch it sometimes with me, my girlfriend at the time. And, you know, that led to us watching Felicity together. And it seems like with Felicity, when that came and went, that was kind of my wife's pseudo ending to the WB slash CW. She did watch the 90210 reboot all the way to the end and hated every moment of it. Well, because it was terrible, but she still loved it, I think. But for the most part, that was really it as far as the CW was concerned for my wife. And that's years ago already. You know, that. So the Buffy thing happened, the Felicity thing happened. I watched Angel. I didn't actually watch those shows all the way through. I kind of stopped them for a while. And then in 2005, while I was living in Florida, might have been 2006 at this time, listening to Howard Stern talk about a little show called Smallville. And I thought, okay, I'm a fan of Superman. I should give this a try. And back then, the only way to get it was through DVD. Actually, I don't even think you can get it anyway but DVD now. So I bought the first season on DVD, and I watched it incredibly fast. Way too fast to be proud of. But again, I was in Florida at the time, and I didn't know anybody. So my wife had long hours where she was working, and I had a lot of time to myself. And Clark Kent and Lex Luthor and Lana and so on. So I watched the first season. I watched the second season. I watched the third season. Watched the fourth season and I believe the fifth season on DVD. I think I watched the first... Yes, I watched the first four seasons. The fifth season came out on DVD, and I rushed through it so I could start up with the sixth season live. So I watched seasons 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I watched the second half of the series live as a viewer every week. So most of the DVDs were when they were on the WB, and then they switched over to the CW. And while I was watching Smallville live, I was seeing commercials for another show called Supernatural. Here we have two brothers basically fighting monsters, driving a classic car, and listening to classic rock. Do you remember when that show really had a lot of classic rock? Yeah, that was when I started watching it. I think I watched the first two or three seasons, or four seasons even, I don't even remember, on DVD, and I watched the fifth season live, And I've been watching that for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And this might be season 11 now, I think. I'm still watching it. So it's a force of habit, but it's still a fun show. It's still good enough. And then the CW decided to dip back into DC Comics, to dip back into the superhero genre, as they say, and start a little show called Arrow. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. This guy's not even the Green Arrow from Smallville. They're bringing all these new people. They're starting this whole thing. They're just calling it Arrow. Why? I mean, I guess I could watch one episode just because, you know, what the hell? I'll check it out. And boom, I fell in love with the show. And here I am saying, oh God, I'm watching another CW show. And it's in its fourth season now. And I watch it whether on cable or on Hulu. I watch it every week. There was one last night and I haven't watched it yet, but that's because I'm on vacation. But then of course the Arrow, that show decided to expand into its own universe. And what do we see? We see The Flash come last year, or whatever, 2014, The Flash came. And guess what? I love that show too. I know, I'm not a teenager. I'm not in my 20s. I love it. I actually actively enjoy it. I completely watch it live. I just watched, well, live as in, you know, within the next couple of days, thanks to DVR. I did just watch the last episode of Flash this morning. Love it. It's fun. What can I say? So Arrow, Flash, Supernatural. Those are the big shows that I watch right now on the CW. But they're not the only shows. I mean, after Arrow and Flash, CW said, let's do it again. They took a couple characters from that show, a couple characters from the other show, gave them their own show called DC's Legends of Tomorrow. Guess what? I watched that too. That one's fun. It's not as, I don't think it's as good as Flash or Arrow, but I almost feel like I have to watch it. It's all in the same universe. I mean, hell, I'm watching Smallgirl. Now that is the next superhero. She's like a tiny girl, like Ant-Man. Anyway, I'm watching Supergirl. That's over on CBS. They gave that one the real network and a bigger budget, but it is still part of the same universe. If you watch Flash, you've seen a glimpse of Smallgirl. Once again, Supergirl. But yeah, Legends of Tomorrow I watch. So let's go through it now. Actively watching Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, Supernatural. There, so it's not too bad, but it's, there are more. There are others out there. There's another show on the network that's based on a comic book. And I read the first issue of the comic book, and I never stuck with the comic book. But I started watching the show last year, and guess what? I really like it. It's called iZombie. And it's basically, okay, another zombie show? Not really. It's a real lighthearted take on the zombie genre. Basically, if you get kind of this zombie virus, you can sustain yourself as a pretty much passable normal human being by eating brains. But when you eat the brains of someone, absorb. You kind of absorb their emotions, their feelings, some of their memories. So this zombie girl pretends to be a psychic working with the police when really she's a zombie who just gets all her visions from eating brains. And where does she get the brains? Well, because she also works in the forensic lab, in the medical examiner's lab for murders. So she helps solve murders by eating the brains of the victims after they're dead. Yes, I know. It sounds like a real comedic romp, but it really is fun and enjoyable. So I guess it's not that bad. But there is another show. And this show, I have no business watching this show. I had no idea what it was. I saw it on Hulu one day. I guess it's based on a book, and it's about a group of teenagers. They're part of a community in space revolving around the Earth, because the Earth is inhabitable, but the people want to test to make sure the Earth is habitable, and they do so by sending 100 of these young whippersnappers to Earth, where basically they have to start over. But there are people down there, yada, yada, yada. It's called The 100, and it's really not that good of a show. Yet I've watched the first two seasons. I have yet to start the third season yet. It is in the third season right now. I haven't watched it yet. There's like 5 or 6 episodes I've already started. I'll probably quickly get through it as soon as I'm finished a lot of other things. But yeah, I mean, that show, that's probably the one that I recommend the least. And yet it's not that bad. Like, okay, there's a lot of these they do the stupid teen thing. But all the CW shows kind of mix that in, relationships and all that. But there are also some really good actors in there. I mean, do you remember Desmond from Lost? He's in there, I think he's still there. And there's some guy that was in Grey's Anatomy, yada, yada. There was the guy who played Justified. He played Justified's dad. I can't think of his name. He played Timothy Oliphant's dad on Justified. And he was on The 100 for a little bit. So it's that post-apocalyptic teen kind of genre that we see in movies a lot. That's what this show is. And again, if I were to list all the CW shows that I do watch, that is probably the least good. I don't want to say it's the worst, but yeah, I guess it's the worst out of all the ones I watch. You know, and to just recap, the CW shows I watch currently, right now, are Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, iZombie, and Supernatural, and The 100. So I watch 6 shows currently on the CW. They only do programming 5 days a week. And they only... I don't think they do shows on Saturday or Sunday. I could be wrong. And they only do programming from 8 to 10. So really, they only have, as far as I know, 10 or 12 active shows, and I watch 6 of them. So, yeah. For someone my age, in my kind of demographic, 39-year-old, married man, big into sports, enjoys professional wrestling, listens to the hard rock music. You don't think that I fall into the key demographic of the CW, but guess what? I like fun entertainment, and that's what the CW gives me. Oh my goodness gracious. Like, if you ever watch, I could never go to like fan forums or anything where other fans of these shows go, because it would look like I'm just a creep being there for all the wrong reasons. Hey kids, you guys catch the latest episode of Flash? Man, that was awesome. Huh? Want to talk about it more? Yeah, no, that's when the police show up at my door. So that's it. I just want to give a quick, I just want to talk quickly about the fact that I've tweeted before that I watch way too much CW for someone my age. And I think I do, but it's not going to change. In fact, if they keep putting out shows that are entertaining, I'm going to give them a try. I mean, geez, there's that My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's supposed to be a musical. I want to try to get my wife into watching that with me. Yeah, I think that's it. That might be the only other show that I may watch. But, I got nothing else to say. It's just, thank you guys for listening. I want to thank all the new people who've subscribed. I don't know if we're on iTunes yet, but, this is Geek Mentality, and this was, kind of my way of coming to grips with the fact that I watch so much CW. You can find me on Twitter @GeekMentality. And you can find us on the web at fansnotexperts.com/geekmentality. Now, I'm going to go right now and watch a show that's that is critically acclaimed, and no one should be ashamed of watching it, and that's Better Call Saul. And maybe I'll do a little talk on that later. I don't know. I probably said too much. So I'm just going to stop right now. Thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you soon.